This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenmayer. You know, it's been a half century since anyone took these words, the sound of music, literally.
My day in the hills has come to an end, I know. A star has come out to tell me.
Yes, 50 years ago today, the hills became alive with music. The Sound of Music opened on Broadway. Rodgers and Hammerstein's hit was an instant success back in 1959. And The Takeaway's music correspondent, Jack Grace, is here to talk about this incredible milestone and the musical legacy from this show, which is unbelievable. You've got The Sound of Music, that song right there, right?
That's, yes, indeed.
Every kid knows, every teenager knows, I'm 16 going on 17.
Well, ones that still have music programs, yes.
Right, exactly. And The Lonely Goat Herd, that's an absolute classic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
And what kid doesn't learn music by learning this song, Do Re Mi?
Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun.
There's also the song Edelweiss, right?
Edelweiss.
It's an absolute classic. Yes. Here's Theodore Bekel singing that song from the original Broadway cast.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
There he is, Theodore Bekel from the original. Has many stories of how he got this part. The song itself actually was written for him because he had a lot of folk finger-picking abilities. He was a co-founder of the Newport Folk Festival of that same year, 1959.
But it's not some, like, German folk song. It's not some Austrian,
No, that's what everybody thinks. In fact, even Germans will play it at Oktoberfests, German-Americans, thinking that it's some traditional song, and it indeed is not.
You know, one of the great things about The Sound of Music is that it took a very tough subject, Nazism, the Holocaust, World War II, and broached it in 1959 when it was still pretty raw.
Yeah, it was definitely something very new, and a lot of the critics panned it. But definitely, you're thinking, and when you put it in reference, it's about 15 years, you know, and you know, people are still, it's the first time it's really getting close to talking about the Holocaust in a musical.
Well, you know, again, song after song, absolute classics. You know, I don't even have to mention the title of this one.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright cotton.
Now there you go. That's Mary Martin.
That's Mary Martin from the original cast recording. My Favorite Things, When the Dog Bites, When the Bee Stings, When You're Feeling Bad.
Mm-hmm.
My Favorite Things, another classic that actually had incredible influence musically across outside of Broadway.
Yeah, well, that was when Coltrane was you know, a few years later, took it and had the album My Favorite Things, and it reintroduced the tenor saxophone to people, as you're hearing him right there, and this became.
Let's listen to Coltrane for a second. As much of a classic as the original Broadway tune.
Yeah, in fact, in a lot of circles, certainly to jazz fans and stuff, they may not have even heard of The Sound of Music. All they know is that song.
Hmm. You know, the sad part about Sound of Music is that it was the last collaboration of Rodgers and Hammerstein, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, actually. Yeah, Hammerstein died 9 months after the production of Cancer. And an interesting note was that Edelweiss then happened to be the last song that they ever wrote, because they wrote that song after the show had already been cast, and they saw Theodore Bekel and saw what a great finger picker.
They needed a sort of a folk song in there.
Yeah, so they wrote it for him.
50 years ago today, The Sound of Music premieres on Broadway. Jack Grace, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.